Another attempt to hurt the Russian economy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The U.S. and our international partners will be providing more natural gas to Europe, enough by 2030 to replace a third of the gas Russia now supplies. President Biden says they want to stop subsidizing leader Vladimir Putin, like when he banned Russian oil here.
To make it clear that the American people would not be part of subsidizing Putin's brutal, unjustified war against the people of Ukraine.
That was right before the president left Brussels, the day after NATO and G7 talks.
Yesterday's three summits did not produce the kinds of announcements that we were expecting. For instance, a unified response in the event that there's a chemical attack on Ukraine. Instead, it was a chance for allies to call out Russia and deliver a warning to China in unison and make smaller announcements, like saying the U.S. will take in 100,000 Ukrainian refugees and also sanction members of the Russian parliament.
As Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Warsaw, Poland. That's where the president is heading now. That country is housing the majority of the 3.7 million Ukrainians who fled the war there. As Russia keeps bombarding Ukrainian cities, though, it has been pushed farther away from the capital by Ukrainian forces fighting back. Former President Trump, still dealing with investigations into his taxes and business dealings, is taking the Democrat he beat in 2016 to court.
The former president, in court papers filed Thursday, accuses Hillary Clinton and other Democrats of racketeering and conspiring to weave a false narrative of collusion with a hostile foreign sovereignty. The lawsuit names former British intelligence officer Christopher Steele as a defendant. He wrote the infamous dossier, which contained unproven allegations of Russia having embarrassing information about Trump.
That's Fox's Steve Rappaport. Kids will finally get back to school in Minneapolis Monday. Teachers early this morning worked out a tentative contract agreement and a strike that's lasted more than 2 weeks. Amusement turned to horror at Icon Park last night in Orlando. A 14-year-old boy fell to his death from what's called a free fall ride, billed as the world's tallest freestanding drop tower. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. A Republican congressman convicted. Jeff Fortenberry, who's from Nebraska, was found guilty in California of taking an illegal foreign campaign contribution at an L.A. fundraiser in 2016. Fortenberry, in his ninth term in the House, claims the FBI set him up. Two more former Trump administration officials could be next in line for contempt of Congress charges from the Democrat-led committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. Ex-trade advisor Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino.
A referral, if approved by the full House, would send the matter to federal prosecutors. Navarro and Scavino were issued subpoenas by the Committee for Records and Testimony related to the events before and during the Capitol breach. Committee members say the former White House aides have not complied.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Texas is being taken to court again by the Biden administration over voting rights.
It's the third lawsuit filed in the Lone Star State, and this newest challenge comes from the Justice Department, which is looking to undo newly drawn county precincts in Galveston. All three suits claim black and Hispanic voters will be disenfranchised. Galveston County is divided into four precincts, only one of which had a majority of black and Hispanic residents. New maps approved by the county's governing board last year made white voters the majority in all precincts. Former President Trump carried the county in 2020 with 60% of the vote. A county spokesman saying the county does not comment on pending litigation. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before today's trading. More bracket-busting March Madness last night. Two more top seeds knocked out of the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
Fayetteville is 1,843 miles away, but the call of the Hogs can be heard all the way to San Francisco.
Arkansas knocked Gonzaga out on CBS 74-68, while Houston took out Arizona 72-60. Duke also moves on to the Elite Eight with a win over Texas Tech 78-73, and Villanova beat Michigan 63-55 with four more games tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.